Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 29th day of Adar Rishon Tavshin Pei Dalad, Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Beis. Hanoder mi Maisik Dera. If a person makes a vow that he will not have any Maisik Dera, that means things made in a pot, prepared by cooking in a pot. He's only forbidden from things that are actually boiled, a lot of boiling in the pot, and they're finished in the pot as well, until they get roi lachila, until they get made edible then. That's called ma'asik dera. But he would not be forbidden in things which are partially boiled, and then they finish off the process by frying. That would not be known as Maisik Dera. Maisik Dera is an expression for something that's fully edible and cooked in a, made by cooking it in a pot. However, Omar, if the person says, Koinom Hayoret Lak Dera, She'eni Toyim, if he says he makes a vow that whatever goes into a pot, I will not eat, then Osu B'chol HaMisbashlin Bagdera, he becomes forbidden in anything that gets put in a, cooked in a pot, even if it's finished off in a frying pan for the last processing, it would still be forbidden for him. Mishnah Gimel. Min HaKovosh, a person who makes a vow not to have the pickled things. Einoy Osur Elo Min HaKovosh Shel Yorak. He's only forbidden from having pickled vegetables, because when you say the word, when he says the word hakovus with a hayayadia, the definite article, it means the known or the thing that's most common. And what meant the most common thing that they used to pickle was vegetables, and that's what he's osarin, not other things. However, kovush sheini time, if he doesn't say the kovush without the hayayadia, he just says kovush, pickled things, I will not have, then also bechol. He's forbidden in any foods that are going to be pickled. Min ha-shaluk, a person who vows not to have anything that's shaluk. Now, shaluk could be something that's heavily cooked, overcooked in other words, or something that's very lightly cooked or undercooked. That expression, shaluk, is used for meat. And therefore, eino yosser elo min ha-shaluk shel basar. He'd only be prohibited from eating shaluk of basar, meat that was heavily cooked or overcooked or undercooked. However, if he says shaluk sheni toyim without the hay hayidir, without the hay in front, he just says the shaluk I will not have. Osu b'chal ha-shlakim, he's forbidden in all things that are cooked, overly cooked or undercooked, not just meat. Min hatzoli, if a person says he's going to ban anything of the roasted food, eino osu elo min hatzoli shel basar, that would imply only being forbidden from roasted meat. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that hatzoli with the hay idea must mean roasted meat. But if he says tzoli sheni toim without the hay in front of it, roasted foods I will not eat, then he's forbidden in everything, anything that's fried, because he doesn't have that hay idea in front of it, the tzoli. Min hamaliach, if a person makes a vow, I'm not going to have anything from the salted food. Eina osa el min hamaliach shel dag. He's only forbidden from having salted fish, because hamaliach, that's known by, the maliach refers to dag maloach, means fish that's salted. But if he says maliach shein etoim, I'm not going to have maliach, salted food, without the hay in front, osa b'chol hamluchim is forbidden in any food that's been prepared or been salted. We've learned the Mishnah, like the way the Rambam understands it, the Bartnura, that the Hei Hayadia limits the vow to a specific type of food. But if it's without the Hei Hayadia, without the hay in front of all the definite article in front of it, it means it's more all-inclusive. However, others learn Pshat, Rashi and Tosfos learn different Pshat in this Mishnah, and they say it's not to do with the hay. That's not what changes it, whether there's hay in front or not. The difference is as to whether he said, koinem, that I'm not going to have this food, or koinem, or whether he said, moliach she'eni toyim. He used the expression, she'eni toyim. If he uses the word she'eni toyim instead of koinem, then it means I'm not going to eat, then it means it's all inclusive, but it's nothing to do with the hay and the idea in front. So it's a very different way of learning the pshat, according to Rashi and Tosfos.